Hey, I'm Ibrahim and I'm an addict. Thank you for everyone doing service. Thank you, Bex. Thank you for the secretary. Thanks for everyone who read. I'm Ibrahim and I'm an addict. And that's something when I first came in, I said quite flippantly. And I didn't quite I meant it. But I was like, at the same time, I wasn't sure if I was an addict. It took me a while to, the denial was so strong in me. It took me about 6 or 7 months to realize that, yeah, I was in the right place. It took me that long because I had to break down these walls of denial that were saying, I didn't use the same drugs as everyone else. I was like the previous speaker. I used cocaine. All I heard was heroin and crack and just didn't identify. I felt different, but I had tried those two drugs quite a lot, but not enough to sort of like have a habit or anything like that. So but I did use cocaine profusely for about 7 years, and before that I was a cannabis user, and before that I was smoking cigarettes and drinking alcohol. And as journeys go, it's quite a similar story to the speaker that was previous to the speak to me. I grew up in South London, funnily enough, in a dysfunctional household. Materially had everything I needed. Materially, I went to a good school. I went on nice holidays. I went to restaurants. I had a wonderful life on paper, but there was just something missing, which was the care. And well, I got care from my family, but just boundaries and care. And there was quite a lot of psychological abuse and physical abuse. My parents did their best, and I'm not going to sit here and complain about them because they're still alive and they did their best and they did a good enough job because I got to where I am today, and that's a good place. That's a good place. I'm in a good place at the moment. I'm 7 years clean, 7 years and a couple of months clean, and that's an amazing achievement for me. It's really changed my life. And I wanted to talk about my thing is that I wanted to talk about today is the change, the big change that occurred in my life through working the steps, through I come from a very a place of extreme trauma, not just my childhood was quite traumatic, but the later parts of my life were a bit more traumatic as well. I had breakdowns, I had mental illness issues, I had mental health issues, and I had many a few serious breakdowns, and which ended me up in hospitals, due to psychosis, due to drug taking, due to psychedelics and ecstasy and just taking lots of mind-bending drugs, and cannabis, and smoking profuse amounts of cannabis for 7 years. It just really weighed heavy on my mind. It just really affected my mind. And since I've been clean, my mind has got a lot clearer, and I'm coming back to myself. And I'm coming back to reality, which is a beautiful thing, which is a really great thing. And I look at drugs now, and I think what a horrible way to control your mind. What a horrible way to hurt your mind. Because the mind is such a delicate thing, and when you put drugs into it, it just creates a lot of problems. And so I look at that now, and I think, yeah, that drugs are just really a waste of time, and not what I want to be doing with my life. I found And I just wanted to read out this quote that that I found the other day, and it says, addiction is giving up everything for one thing. Recovery is giving up one thing for everything. So I've given up drugs, and from just giving up drugs, I have got everything. Like, my life on paper today is pretty, for me, is pretty amazing. I have peace of mind. I have inner peace. I can sit with self for hours. During the lockdown, I spent a lot of time on my own, and it was okay, and I was able to cope, you know. You know, I have peace, and that's really a beautiful thing. And I also have my mind back, you know. I can think clearly. Do you know what a gift that is, to think, to be able to think, you know, logically and clearly, and be able to reason with your mind. You know, it might not be the most amazing reasoning, but it's I've got something there that's thinking and that's working things out, and that's alive in some respect. And that's, for me, that's, I was comatose for a long, long time. I was literally comatose. I was on so much psychiatric medication that I wasn't able to function normally, you know. And I was in and so I've got other things as well. I mean, I've got peace of mind, I've got my mind back, I've got friends in my life. I'm on the way to getting married, hopefully, God willing, with a little bit of help from the all-powerful God who I believe in, who has helped me so much during this whole process. He's been, you know, he's been there for me. You know, and that's another thing I've got back in recovery. I've got back my faith. And so much change has occurred in the last 7 years. It's unreal. If you would have seen me 7 years ago, you would have said, you know, this is a different person. I look different. I have a different name. I've changed my name, not by Deepole, but just for myself, for my own self. And I've changed so much. But I can go back a little bit, jump around a little bit, and I go back to my using. You know, I started out when I was 15. I went to America. I went on a holiday to visit my uncle in America, and he introduced me to cannabis. We started smoking together, and we had some good times and stuff like that. And then it just got progressively, you know, worse. I mean, I just started smoking more and more and more. I moved on to skunk. It was commercial weed I started off with, and then it was skunk, and that really affected my mental health. And then I moved on to party drugs, you know. Ecstasy and pills and then acid, and then I went clubbing, and I did the whole rave scene, did the whole clubbing scene. Used to go to Ministry of Sound, used to go to Club UK. You know, just all these places that I used to love music. I don't listen to much music anymore. I've changed. That's another thing that's changed. I used to be a DJ. I DJed for 7 years in Shoreditch, in and around Shoreditch, and had so many wild nights, so many crazy wild nights that you wouldn't believe. Like, there was one time I I was with some friends, friends in inverted commas, who gave me Oromorph heroin, and I took too much of it, And I ended up vomiting. As we got to the club, I ended up vomiting, and there was a hospital in London Bridge just there. And I ended up, they put me I ended up vomiting and I couldn't, and I kind of was like all over the place. I was swaying and stuff. So they put me on a wheelchair outside the hospital. And I stayed there for about 3 or 4 hours, just sitting in the wheelchair. Do you know what I mean? And for me, that is nuts. And then I wake up in my room on my sofa. And I think, how did I get here? I look at my wristband because I had the club wristband. So I must have gone clubbing after that. So I just, you know, I was in blackout. You know what I mean? And that was things like that happened quite a lot to me. But like a carrier pigeon, I would find my way back home. It's crazy. Yeah. That was my life, you know, that was my life. It was crazy for me. That was mad. You know, and the difference is now I know exactly where my keys are, I know exactly where my wallet is, I know exactly where my phone is. I haven't lost my phone or my wallet or my keys for years, touch wood. God willing, I won't lose it again. But that's how much I've lost of you know, that's why I'm just glad I haven't lost any of those things, you know, for so long. But I used to lose those things on a weekly basis. I used to lose keys, I used to lose phones, I used to lose wallets, and now I keep everything, and everything I have, everything in my possession, and it's a miracle for me. These are the things that make life a miracle for me. I don't know about anyone else, but for me, that's those little things. It's the little things that really, you know, pay a lot of stuff onto my conscience, the little things. And that's what I noticed, the little things. Since coming to recovery, I've achieved a lot. I've got a sponsor. I've done a lot of service. I haven't been without a service position for 7 years. I really take this stuff seriously. I love NA. I love what it's given me. I love the freedom it gives me. I've nearly completed the steps. I'm on step 12. It's taken me a long time. It's taken me 7 years, but you know, I took it slowly. I took it very slowly and very slowly and kind of methodically, and you know, felt the steps and internalized the steps, and for me, that's worked very well for me. So I'm on step 12, doing a lot of service at the moment, and you know, life is good. Life is good. Life is good. I also studied. I studied for 3 years doing counseling. So I did a counseling level 3 certificate, up to level 3 certificate. So I'm really proud of that. I'm thinking of going back to college and finishing it off, doing level 4. I'm getting employed in the next week and a half, starting a part-time job. As I said, I'm looking to get married soon. It's just been, I've traveled, I've been on a pilgrimage, a religious pilgrimage to Saudi Arabia, which was an amazing experience, which I never thought I'd do. I never thought that would happen to me, but it did happen to me. And so many things have happened that were just miraculous, that were just so, you know, things just got better and better and better and better. Even through the lockdown, my life was slowly inching towards getting better and better and better. You know, it's just been the gift that's kept on giving. You know, it just, things get better and better. I haven't traveled for a while, which is I'd love to go back to traveling because I love traveling, but I hope to do that soon. I mean, I put a lot of effort into this. I take this stuff quite seriously, and I love NA, and I think I'll leave it there.